A violin and chamber music teacher at Coquitlam's Place des Arts is up for a Juno Award, on Tuesday, Feb. 6. The National Music Program named Meredith Bates as a finalist in the Instrumental Album of the Year category for her 2023 work titled Tesseract. Bates is up against four competitors to win the title. Alexandra Streliski Neo Romance Colin Stetson When We Were That What Wept for the Sea Haralabos. Harry. Staphylakis Calibrating Friction Marcus Float's fourth album A founding member of the Juno Award-winning band Pugs and Crows and the Polaris Prize-nominated Gentle Party, as well as other ensembles, Bates has performed with such famed musicians and groups as Rod Stewart and The Fugitives. She's also toured internationally and recorded more than 100 albums. We are grateful to have Meredith on our teaching faculty, Place des Arts Joan McCauley told the Tri-City News. She is an exceptional musician and teacher who instills the love of music in students of all ages and abilities. As a performer, we have witnessed her talent firsthand when she played violin in a collaborative performance last December at Place des Arts. We are absolutely thrilled that she's been nominated for Instrumental Album of the Year for her album, Tesseract. Meanwhile, two acts that passed through Port Moody last fall as part of the Inlet Theatre Music Series, organized by Bill Sample and Darlene Cooper, are also nominated for a Juno this year. Layla Bialy is shortlisted for Vocal Jazz Album of the Year for Your Requests. Blue Moon Marquee is up for Blues Album of the Year for its collection Scream, Holler and Howl Junos in Halifax. The winners of the 53rd Annual Juno Awards will be announced on March 24 at the event in Halifax, NS. Hosted by Nelly Furtado. Furtado, The Beaches and Charlotte Cardin will perform at the ceremony where hip-hop artist Maestro Fresh Wes will be inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Tegan and Sarah will also be honored with the 2024 Humanitarian Award, presented by Halifax actor Elliot Page.